ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
What will COVID be like this winter? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Who knows, with a new Omicron variant spreading, the first U.S. case detected in California. President Biden will today detail his plan to mitigate the virus that he says does not include lockdowns.
The plan will also call for an extension of requirements for travelers to wear masks on airplanes, trains, and buses, and at airports and train stations through mid-March of next year.
That's Fox's Kevin Cork. Now, there's concern that this new variant could hurt the economy. We just got an unemployment update. Fox's Lillian Wu details it live.
Dave, more signs of a recovering economy. First-time jobless claims for last week rising to 222,000 filings from the prior week, which was a 52-year low. The latest numbers are better than expected. Continuing claims from those still receiving benefits also coming in stronger than expected. Dave?
Lillian, the clock is ticking for Congress to fund the government. Fox's Jared Halpern's live at the Capitol.
A short-term spending bill would extend government funding in the mid-February and provide $7 billion for Afghanistan evacuees. Without a new spending bill, a partial government shutdown is triggered tomorrow night. Votes in the House are likely today, but fast-tracking the measure in the Senate will require the okay of all 100 senators. A handful of Republicans are threatening to block the bill without a provision that would block the Biden administration's vaccine requirements. Dave.
Jared, high-level talks between the U.S. and Russia.
We have deep concerns about Russia's plans for renewed aggression against Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after a meeting with his Russian counterpart, warning of serious consequences if they invade like 2014. And baseball season, it's over already, but there is a lockout now by the Major League owners, which could affect next season. This after a collective bargaining agreement expired at midnight. America's listening to Fox News.
Dell Technologies' biggest business sale of the year has arrived. Step up your vision with top tech up to 50% off during their Cyber Monday event. Dell Technologies recommends Windows 11 Pro for business. Plus, get incredible savings on Windows 11 PCs, along with servers, monitors, and docks, all with free shipping. There's also special financing with Dell Business Credit. Get started by contacting your Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
20 years after 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring 200 heroes and their families with mortgage-free homes. Frank Ziller walked more than 500 miles through six states to pay tribute to the fallen. In firsts for our country, those lost to 9/11 illness and service members lost in the War on Terror are being honored and remembered. Help America to never forget. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org.
He recorded a video the night before the shooting talking about killing his classmates. That is part of the case against Ethan Crumbly in Michigan.
A 15-year-old Oxford High School sophomore now charged as an adult with multiple counts of first-degree intentional homicide, terrorism, and other charges after prosecutors say he took his father's handgun to school Tuesday, opened fire in a hallway, killing four and injuring seven others.
They were innocent children who went to school. We're going to hold the people responsible accountable. And we're going to receive justice for these victims.
Oakland County Prosecutor Karen McDonald citing what she calls a mountain of digital evidence that shows premeditation. Several students remain hospitalized, at least one critical. The school shut down until Monday. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A domestic disturbance turned into a gunfight in Yellow Bluff, Alabama, where a sheriff's deputy was killed and another was injured. After a man opened fire, running out of a house, chasing a woman, and he was killed in return fire. Now, this is one more law enforcement death in what's a historic year.
The National Fraternal Order of Police reports a record number of police shot and killed this year with 1 month to go. The FOP says 314 officers have been shot in the line of duty, with 58 of them dying. And there's more. The FOP recorded 95 ambush-style attacks so far this year, more than double compared to 2020, that resulted in 119 officers shot, 28 of whom were killed. FOP President Patrick Yo says there's no doubt the recent erosion of respect for law enforcement has fueled more aggression towards police officers. But despite that, Yo says, our officers continue to show up every day to keep the communities they serve safe. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before the opening bell, coming off another big sell-off, the third one in less than a week over COVID concerns. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. A Rancho man accused of sexually molesting a young girl behind bars in Champaign County Jail in lieu of $250,000 bond. The judge issued a warrant for the arrest of Edward Gonzalez Guillen after he was charged with two counts of predatory criminal sexual assault of that child. Reminder, IDOT says the ramp from southbound Interstate 57 to eastbound Interstate 74 closing for an indefinite amount of time. People driving southbound at I-57 wanting to get on eastbound I-74 will be directed to past the I-57, I-74 interchange and exit on Curtis Road. $60,000 is how much was raised during WCIA's Three's Day of Giving. Six organizations have already been chosen to receive the first $30,000 raised. Those are Goal Getters, First String, Midnight Basketball, Dream Girls, Shop of the Cop, and Crime Stoppers. Great events, people helping out, it's appreciated. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
It's Greg Solier. You know how I kind of break down winter. I think I told you that
I liked it. Yeah, I like that philosophy.
62 days. Yep. And it looks like the first 10, at least, of December are going to be very, very doable. That means I'm down to 52 days. And I get to February. I know. Ice storms and the days are longer, and it's going to get to spring soon. That's how I deal with it. It sounds like I'm going to be a snowbird someday. Maybe.
Yes, exactly. But, I like your accounting method there. I think that's going to work out. Problem is, if winter's going to be late arriving or extend it, into what would be considered early springtime around here. That's the problem. How do you work the math on that, sir?
Well, because what happens, and here's my psychology here. If it snows a ton in October, November, it's going to be on the ground a while. If it goes in February, March, it's here, and it might be 25 inches, but it isn't going to stay very long, and I can deal with it.
I kind of like that philosophy. Yeah, that those early season snows, those gray blocks of ice that sit in the lots. I think I can sign on to that math and accounting procedure. No problem. No problems today weather-wise. My goodness, we're already into the 40s. The normal high this time of the year, mind you, is 42. We are currently 46 Willard and Savoy, 48 Danville, 45 Bloomington Normal, 56 now at St. Louis. Nothing but mild air. There's no cold in the ground. There's no frost in the ground. There's no snow in the plains. All that warmth in the plains, and they're going to head towards 80 Nebraska. Some of that warmth heading eastbound for the day today. Two cold fronts of no significance from a moisture standpoint next week. While your phone is probably plotting all sorts of screwy looking weather symbols for some snow and ice and all that, no big deal. Manageable, nor is a winter storm expected around here. Stick with us here today. Partly cloudy, warm, 60. You are extended lunch hour for the day today. Southwest to west wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Fair, a little bit colder tonight. One of those fronts will come through the area, 36 to low, but we're back to 56 tomorrow as winds come back around ahead of the next cold front from the south and southwest. So 56 tomorrow. Second front comes through here tomorrow night. Low down to 31, then a partly cloudy, cooler, more seasonal high on Saturday, 45. We bump back to 50 on Sunday. We don't have any snow forecast. Maybe a little rain in the forecast for Sunday afternoon. Colder Monday, though, and a colder spell early to mid next week, 39 Monday. Maybe a little rain, some wet snow, back over to rain, no accumulation Tuesday, maybe a snowflake Wednesday. High temperatures those days will be in the upper 30s. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm Peter Olchis, Greg Soldier.
All right, thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. So you just remember now what he said. There's going to be all kinds of, hey, it's not happening. He said, stick with us here. That snow or whatever people isn't happening. So that's good to know, and I want you to remember that.
Okay.
Then if it happens, say, well, he's called for snow. I don't know what you're talking about. being a meteorologist and a weather person, you're out there, the quadrants, all the stuff. But the weather can change pretty quickly on you, and temperatures can drop and all that stuff. And then whatever was rain can turn to kind of a sleet. I mean, there's so many variables. We know just enough to be slightly dangerous. Diane and I both had a meteorology class.
Yes, at EIU. Had to get that science class in.
Yeah, just one, though. Mm-hmm. We didn't take advanced anything.
That's right.
So, but anyway, it's good to have Greg Solier, who I think is best weather guy on radio.
For sure.
He's just really, really
good.
And
been part of our community for decades, yep. And especially in the ag community. They're all, big time a part of it. I just was assessing some of our texts that had come in to 359-2255, and Charles and Fisher had mentioned, forgive me if you've already spoken on this, but I was reading an article recently about a local police officer saving the life of a young girl from choking. I believe the name was Joe Cassidy. Wasn't that one of your law enforcement's officials of the month? So I went to check out, and again, Urbana Police Officer Joseph Cassidy posing with wife Liz and children Anna and Joe after winning the department's life-saving award. Congratulations to Joe. And I was telling Stevie, we probably should have a list of the past people that we've honored as our law enforcement official of the month so we can check all that.
Yeah, we probably should. You know, you can give law enforcement under $25 without it being a problem. Mm-hmm. But you can't give them very much. And if you got a plaque or something, it'd be over $25. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they deserve it. Was he what are you going to do about it? It was a Brooklyn guy? Was that Joe?
No.
He wasn't the Brooklyn guy. We had a guy in that came to Brooklyn and thought all the corn was dead in September.
Exactly.
And then his dad came for a wedding and says, Joey, corn's dead. Is this harvest time, Dad? What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it?
It's that great Brooklyn. Anyway, we appreciate Joe Cassidy. We appreciate all of our law enforcement officials. What we do every month is we try and spotlight police. And I have been, from the get-go, man, a guy all about police because, you know, I'm not real, real smart. But I just figured if you take police out of the equation or get them on their heels, bad guys fill the void. Check the crime rates over the last 12 to 15 months, see how that's going for us.
Yeah.
We got to have law, got to have order, and that's what they bring us. We are one unanswered 911 call from chaos.
You know what another cool thing is? See You at Home, Empty Tomb, Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, all benefiting from the 50th anniversary at Good Vibes, yeah, as they have a big drawing tomorrow. And Mike Roy from Sydney works at Good Vibes. Well, hasn't it been exciting?
It has been a heck of a month.
Yeah, pull that up a little bit. Yeah, I mean, Kevin gave the last 100 at least, so we hit 6,000.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we're over 6,000, and awesome. We couldn't be more pleased. It's been a blessing to see the community rise up to this occasion, and not only for our sale for 50 years in Champaign-Urbana, but actually to support three great charities that are local.
Yeah, right. No, you guys have done a wonderful job.
And to have
job.
The yep. three different options, and they each can get at least $2,000 now.
That's what pretty it looks cool. like. Awesome. It's going to be great.
Awesome. Mike Roy is here. Sydney Shop at Home 2021 is coming up Saturday. What are you doing?
Man, every year we have tried to help out local vendors, you know, businesses that mm-hmm. Do things from home. And this is just kind of our way to give them an opportunity to do this. So the community building in downtown Sydney is going to be hopping with, I believe, about 20 vendors.
Awesome.
All kinds of things like Posh, 31, Color Street, all kinds of homemade goodies.
Yep, the arts and crafts and all of that. You got some food trucks coming into downtown Sydney?
We sure do. La Paloma will be down there, as well as Come Get This, a couple of great food trucks. And we have some incentives this year to get people to come shop at our event. We're going to co-promote with the Homer Activity Committee. They're having an event similar to this the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, let's co-promote it. So if you go to both events, take this little card, get it punched, you get put in a drawing to win $100 cash.
Nice.
You know what? I'm not super good at odds, but if I did that, I'm going to have a good chance to win $100.
Because sure.
People will say, I want that punch card. I want a punch in Sydney. I want a punch in Homer. They're not going to be allowed to do that.
No.
So that's a $100 bill that you have a really good shot to win.
Nice.
Exactly. Shopping at the slab, you're just going up and down 5 miles on the slab. And at our event, we also have $25 cash drawings every hour.
Come on, man.
You can't beat that.
All right, 10 to 3 in both same time. And Homer too, so Sydney and Homer.
Homer's is 9 to 3. They're starting a little early, but ours is 10 to 3.
Man, it's just like Iowa getting their whole election early. Everyone's gonna you're gonna go at 8 now.
You know,
let's go.
I'm gonna have to work on that for next year. You know,
that's good, Mike Roy. It's good to see you, and congratulations again. Not only to Sydney Shop at Home this Saturday, if you want to have fun, and the weather looks great.
Mm-hmm. Weather's gonna be good for it. We're looking forward to it.
But congratulations again to Good Vibes for 50 years. I mean, you've been there a bit, and you've lost weight.
Well. You know, I couldn't let Diane get all the accolades. So, you know, the doctor said, hey, let's change the way you eat. You know, I'm a meat and potatoes guy, so I had to change that.
Yeah. You just eat a little less, right, Diane?
That's right.
That's exactly what you do.
And more vegetables.
Yes.
All
which
good.
Is not easy, but we'll try.
And so if people need more details on what the Sydney Group is doing, where can they find details?
Just go to Facebook. You can go to the Sydney Improvement Group Facebook page, okay. Or you can go to the Homer Activity Committee Facebook page. All the information is right there for you to read.
Awesome.
Mike Roy, thanks, partner.
You're welcome. Take care.
You betcha. Thanks for coming by.
Why do people go to PDR Automotive in Urbana? Because they take care of people like you. Angie dropped off her car to get her brakes evaluated. After a serious problem was discovered, they quoted her $2,100 that she would need to fix the problem.
I couldn't afford it, and I told them I better settle up and hope things don't get worse. PDR found a used part, sent off for it, and kept the bill at the original price. Who does that? I can't stop talking about them and have recommended them to people already. They are my new mechanic.
PDR Automotive on Cunningham and Urbana.
Jeff Facer on what Area-Wide Technologies does.
We are a full-service technology company that focuses on business solutions for our clients, and we handle everything from the security of your internet network and data to implementation and administration of these things, as well as the email and pretty much full service of anything that a business would need technology-wise.
To find out more, go to areawidetech.com.
So you take you, Aiden, and Mike, you go to Sydney Fun Days, get your punch card, run over to Homer 5 miles away, get a punch card. You guys probably have a 50-50 shot of winning.
Yeah.
$100 bill.
I'm telling you, I'm interested. And I know Tolono has our tree lighting. We have some vendors in our town hall also between 10 and 3 on Saturday. It's a big day for Southern Champaign County, so make sure you're popping around to all these different communities. Our tree lighting at 5:30 I'll be a part of, and we sing some carols and light the tree, and then we have a movie in the town hall after 6. So good stuff as we bring in the holidays. Illinois women's basketball team against the Florida State Seminoles at 7 o'clock tonight, State Farm Center. I know Mike Kuhn on the call, always love him. We have the women's volleyball team in Lexington taking on West Virginia at 4, and the men's basketball team, Rutgers, tomorrow. And you can start the party at Pia's and take the fan bus. We've had the North Carolina Tar Heels over number 24 Michigan, 72-51 in this Big Ten ACC Challenge. Michigan State over Louisville.
71?
72-51 over number 24 Michigan.
Well, they're not 24 anymore.
I know, Illinois,
we lost our ranking.
Right.
We hoped to beat Rutgers
and get
back in.
Yeah, we still had 111 votes,
yeah,
but it wasn't enough
to make
it.
Out of the top 25. Well, Michigan will be gone. If 71-52?
I know.
So here's a team that was expected to be, like, big time.
Right.
And they've got a lot of young players, and they're really good, but, boy, they're struggling right now.
Number 22, Michigan over Louisville. Number 23, Wisconsin beat Georgia Tech. But North Carolina State over Nebraska and Virginia Tech over Maryland. It seems like it's been kind of a toss-up on who's winning the Big Ten ACC Challenge this week.
Mm-hmm.
NHL action has the St. Louis Blues in Tampa Bay. Blackhawks are at Washington. And we had the Hawks over the Pacers, 114-111. Bulls are in New York to face the Knicks tonight, and in football, Saints and Cowboys.
Woo!
Marcus Stroman, by the way,
Cub.
Is a Cub.
Yep. And the Cardinals were interested in him, by the way.
Right.
But the Cubbies got him.
Uh-huh.
Biggest signing for the Cubs thus far. And now with baseball locked out as of 11:59 last night, nobody knows. I don't think anything's happening quickly, because why would it? Right? You don't have spring training or pitchers and catchers report in February, so there's no urgency. It'll probably walk right up to the deadline if something happens at all. Here's hoping they don't mess up the goose that laid the golden egg. Right? Figure it out, people. Figure it out. It's baseball. You know what we get to do today, Brooks? We get to play baseball. From The Rookie. Great movie. All right. It's ESPN 93.5. Let's check your weather.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and this Saturday. Get out and enjoy for the day today. The sunshine, the breeze, and the warm. Even some sense of a mild day's worth of weather ahead for the day tomorrow, despite the passage of a cool front. A little more discernible drop-off in temperature over the course of Saturday and Sunday, but still a number of degrees above average. That's about 42, by the way, for afternoon highs. We'll average almost 20 degrees warmer than that for the day today. A little more of a discernible pattern shift ahead for next week. Not long-lasting, and perhaps just a slight touch of a little bit of winter in the air. No big deal from our estimate on the weather maps and charts. The big deal is today, 60 the high with a partly cloudy sky. Southwest west wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Colder tonight, fair and 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, still mild 56. Winds back around southwest for the afternoon. Cooler on the day Saturday, partly cloudy 45. A little bit of rain on Sunday. The high near 50 degrees with upper 30s and a chillier weather pattern due in for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Our Stever offer, complete vehicle safety inspection with $100 towards suggested repairs from PDR Automotive, available at GoStever.com. Hey, game day's got a big deal coming up. Stand by. We'll tell you about
it. I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
First-time jobless claims for last week coming in stronger than expected at 222,000 filings versus the 240,000 analysts were expecting. Boeing's 787 MAX has now gotten the green light to fly again in all major markets. China's air regulator clearing the way for the plane to return with technical upgrades more than 2 years after it was grounded worldwide following two deadly crashes. Chinese pilots will need to complete new training before commercial flights can begin. The White House has unveiled a plan to try and help small disadvantaged businesses, asking federal agencies to direct at least 11% of contract dollars spent to disadvantaged small businesses next year, up from an average of 9.8% over the last 5 years. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
The next time you're out and around, why don't you stop into Pards in Urbana? Quality and service, that's your motto. And they have so much more than Western gear. A huge selection of jewelry, Breyer collectible toys, gift cards, and the best boots you can buy anywhere. They feature an enormous collection of jeans, shirts, outerwear, belts, and hats. Pards is so much more than just a Western shop. Stop in and see it for yourself, just off University Avenue or online at Pards.com. McLean Stahl, Game Day Spirit. Dude, how are you?
Good, Stevie. How are you doing today?
Fine. Game Day's got it going on, man. Game Day's got it going on.
Always does.
Always does. You guys come up with it. And it really helps when the football and basketball team have some stuff to talk about. And I'm telling you what, I don't know about you guys, McLean, but I thought football exceeded my expectations, and I'm fired up for the future.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm definitely happy with Coach B and what they did this year. I think that they got some good things going for him.
Yeah, basketball, man. Kofi came into our studio with DeMonte 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
That's a man-child there.
He's a big guy.
He's a big guy, all right.
I mean, I think I could usually box out anybody, but my box out would be at his knees, man. I mean, that guy, he's ginormous. And DeMonte was more engaging than I ever would have expected. He was wonderful. Anyway, Game Day's got a big deal coming up. McLean, tell me about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're having our stadium sale return this weekend on Saturday, December 4th, over at the West Hall Memorial Stadium. First time back in 2 years, so we're super excited to be back. You know, for those who don't know, it's a massive sale on Illini merchandise that we put on in Memorial Stadium. So we're just ready to go and ready to get people out there.
What am I going to see? I mean, give people an idea that the reason they line up, there's a reason. Talk about some pricing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we do T-shirts as low as 3 for $25. Long sleeve tees for 3 for $30, so those are $10 each. Yeah. Great deals, yeah, on crew necks and sweatshirts and hoodies, all that kind of stuff. We also get a pretty decent amount of items from the University of Illinois equipment room, and that's definitely a crowd favorite. We got a lot of stuff that the athletes wear that people go crazy for, so that, I think that's one of the big reasons you see that big line, because it's first come, first serve. You know, when we sell out of it, we're out. So, so great deals on Illini merchandise. A lot of stuff from the Illini equipment room, including some Nike shoes. So we got a really great selection for people coming shopping.
You understand Christmas is coming, right? You do know that.
Yep, absolutely. It's a great time for people to do their Christmas shopping for any Lion fans that they got on their list.
Okay, so it's Saturday, and what time are we open at 9?
Yep. Doors are going to open at 9 o'clock, and we're going to sell till 2 o'clock.
What time do you think people, it's not going to be that bad of weather, really. So, will they get there early?
Oh, yeah. Some people will be there before I get there waiting outside.
Wow.
So, that's how dedicated some of them are.
What time do you get there?
I normally get there around 7:30 or 8.
And they're
probably there,
and they beat you.
Yep, they beat me.
That's crazy good. That tells you a little about it, folks.
What
people know
seems
about this
to be trending, McLean? I see this vintage Label Crew shirt and the Fighting Illini striped Diamond Crew. There's some good looks on this Illini gear.
Yeah, no, everything is selling really well. I think, to Stevie's point, having a couple of good teams around us right now has, rejuvenated the fan base from what we've seen, a couple of years ago.
Yep.
We're selling everything really well. I think we have some great offerings. Those crews that you mentioned, Diane, $22 each. So, I don't think there's going to be too many items that people don't like over there.
What's a crew normally run?
Upwards of 30.
Yeah, so I'm going to save 10, 20, 30%.
That's right.
And some of these things I'll be saving half at least. They've got some crazy good prices here. All right, again, Saturday morning, folks. If you get there at 8:30, you're probably in really, really good shape. And then it's kind of like you got to focus, man. This isn't a talking thing, man. This is a grab and buy stuff, man, because you got to be really focused. Laser beam, I need this one enlarged. And you got to go, got to think about this and really work it. I bet it's even kind of quiet in there when you start because people are really serious about getting it before it's gone.
Yeah, people are dialed in. They get in there, and they're trying to figure out what they want before somebody else grabs it. So
I got you.
It's always a good time.
Hey, buddy, listen, hope it goes really well. Hope you sell a bunch of stuff. Go Illini. We appreciate Game Day Spirit.
All right. Thanks, Stevie. Thanks, Diane.
All right. Take care. Go Illini.
Thane Stahl over there at Game Day Spirit. Yeah, there's no question. We talk about wanting the Illini to do well. Well, they really do because, obviously, if you're 0 and whatever, nobody wants to buy orange and blue right now. But now they do. And wait till we get football coming back around and some of the new faces, some of the new players that Brett Bielema is going to get in. And you're looking at next year. Do we have 5? Is that possible? I hear Trevor say that. We have 5 home football games in a row.
Wow.
Is that right?
I hadn't seen that.
Could you just...
Okay, I'll poke around.
Might have been a dream. I don't know. It can't be possible we have 5 home games in a row next year. Anyway, I think we got a good run there. So it'll be a lot of tailgating, a lot of your stuff. So but obviously Christmas. So you could get some gifts easy. Knock it out. How about a teacher gift? A favorite math
That's
teacher.
That's right.
Anyway, it's 8:20. So, you've talked $10. You buy 3 of the long sleeves, great for winter, for $30 for 3 of them. 3 larges. Large, you can't go wrong, can you? All right, 8:27, break for the news and weather coming up here in just a moment. It is Thursday. This is December 2nd, and Greg Solier says, hey, you might see some things on the maps and stuff. He said nothing significant at all in the next 10 days.
It is true. Wyoming at Memorial Stadium, August 27th.
27, wow.
Then we're at Wisconsin, September 3.
Okay.
But September 10, Virginia.
Yep.
September 17 is a bye.
Okay.
September 24th, Chattanooga at Memorial Stadium. October 1st, Michigan State, Foundation Weekend.
Okay.
October 8th, Minnesota for homecoming.
Wow. That's 4 home games in a row.
Right.
So 5 weeks will be home because there's a bye. 5 weeks, Illinois folk, that's really unusual.
It is.
Well, okay, I hate to ask, but what's the rest? It's going to be
on at Penn State, okay, the 15th, by the 22nd, October 29th at Michigan.
Oh, my. Okay.
So November 5, Purdue for Dad's Day, okay, and November 12, Iowa at Memorial Stadium.
All right, so let's...
And we're at Nebraska and at Northwestern.
In the season, that way we'll have the high school championships here because it alternates. So we got 7 home games, it sounds like. Okay. Sounds good.
Go Illini.
PDR Automotive, that's your Stever.
Okay.
Go to GoStever.com and click accept if you want a complete vehicle safety inspection with $100 towards suggested repairs. It's a $200 prize. I'm giving you all of it. You have to call and get an appointment within a week, and when you're done, you have to fill out a survey. That's all you got to do. Take my money. It's GoStever.com. It's here. Champaign-Urbana Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company will deliver to your home in Champaign-Urbana and Savoy. Just go to PepsiHomeDelivery.com and get started. PepsiHomeDelivery.com provides free, no-contact home delivery if you live in Champaign-Urbana and Savoy for residential sales only. They also offer free curbside pickup at their Champaign warehouse on Anthony Drive. Champaign-Urbana Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company will deliver in Champaign-Urbana and Savoy. Go to PepsiHomeDelivery.com and get started.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champaign.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champaign, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampaign.com.
Need a garage door to be replaced or repaired? Need a brand new one installed? The name to trust is Banco Overhead Door. Banco services all types of garage doors and openers, as well as quality CHI overhead doors. No job is too big or small for Banco. Whether it's residential or commercial need, they're here to serve all of East Central Illinois. Stocked with a vast majority of supplies, makes, and models, Banco offers the most complete service in the business, and all jobs are completed by fully trained and insured garage professionals. Give them a call today at 217-590-4080.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A bill to extend federal government funding to avoid a partial government shutdown Saturday is expected today in the House.
The bill should pass the House, but issues loom in the Senate, where conservatives want to slow things down over vaccine mandates. The House Freedom Caucus asked Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell to block, quote, timely passage of the spending bill unless it defunds vaccine mandates. The GOP could drag out passage of the bill in the Senate for days, even if most senators want to pass the bill before the deadline.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met in Sweden today with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov.
We have deep concerns about Russia's plans for renewed aggression against Ukraine.
There's been a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine, but the Russian government insists there are no plans for any invasion. 28,000 more Americans filed new unemployment claims last week, but the four-week average is down. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's your look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Two fires broke out Wednesday morning, both on the same street in Champaign. The first at about 3 a.m. at 511 South Duncan Road. That fire brought down about 10 minutes later. Then around 3:30 a.m., a second house fire appeared, this time at 903 South Duncan. That fire happened inside of a bedroom. Officials say the cause is due to improperly disposed smoking materials. Reminder, IDOT says the ramp from southbound Interstate 57 to eastbound Interstate 74 will close for an indefinite amount of time. People driving southbound on I-57 wanting to get on eastbound I-74 will be directed to pass the I-57-I-74 interchange and exit on Curtis Road. $60,000 is how much was raised during WCIA's Three's Day of Giving. Six organizations have already been chosen to receive the first $30,000 raised. Those are Goal Setters, First String, Midnight Basketball, Dream Girls, Shop with a Cop, and Crime Stoppers. And that's a look at what's happening. Be safe this Thursday. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for Champaign-Urbana and East Central Illinois. And this Saturday, boy, the mandate of the day today, get out and enjoy a few hours of this with unseasonably mild to warm weather anticipated, despite a pair of cold fronts on the maps and charts. One will come through the area here later on tonight, just slight cooling behind that feature. A little more discernible early December feel around these parts expected for the day on Saturday. Modest recovery on Sunday on temperatures, and a little more of a significant but still short-lived pattern shift expected around here for next week regarding temperatures and a couple of rounds of moisture as well. I've been tracking a couple of sprinkles to the north and northeast of Champaign County. Otherwise, a partly cloudy, warm day as mentioned, 60 the high. The southwest to west wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Average high this time of the year, 42. Fair bit colder tonight, will about 36. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, still mild, 56 as winds come around southwest. Down near freezing tomorrow night. Saturday, partly cloudy, cooler, 45. A little bit of rain doing on Sunday with a high near 50. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you, and I will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask Him for His blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist in Champaign and Urbana. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Yeah, Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola. So that's where I was yesterday. I went down to Tempur-Pedic and, well, Kelsey's, and they had the Tempur-Pedic, and Brian gave me another presentation.
Did you take a little nap?
No, but okay. I was interested in on his explanation, very thorough, and the differences between the beds, and I definitely like the soft. I don't think I could. The hard is like, excuse me, let me just lie on your floor.
Right.
To me.
Some people really like that.
People like the firm.
Uh-huh. And that's the beauty of these mattresses.
Well, and then you can go up and down a little bit and help the lumbar, take the pressure off the lower back. I mean, there's all kinds
of. For sure.
And it has a TV mode where you're totally up.
Right.
And reading mode and all those things.
Well, and it prevents snoring from what I understand, if you're propped up a little bit.
About 30% angle helps. Uh-huh. Doesn't prevent, but it can certainly help. And it's helping backs. But, boy, people just, you know, people like different firmnesses. And I laid in the hard one, and I just, that's too hard. And it's like the whole Three Bears thing. You know, poor just too hot and too cold. Now it's perfect. So the medium was, so I got to do the soft. If I did that, I'd have to do the soft. Okay, so what the world is happened at the nature trail?
Yeah, we're going to be covering that in 5 minutes or so when Matthew checks in with us. But yeah, there's some soft areas. And when people have their ATVs out in these areas where they shouldn't be driving, of course, they're going to create these huge ruts and tear things up for everybody that's enjoying these nature spaces.
Okay, so we'll cover that in a moment. We said Kofi Coburn and DeMonte Williams came in this week, and you know, you said Kofi's eyes lit when you talked about Georgie Bichon.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was amazing. Amazing, man. It was so great. I can't explain it. It was so great. It was amazing, man. It was amazing. Amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was so amazing that it was amazing, you know? It was great.
This was after the Ohio State Big Ten title championship game in the Big Ten tournament in front of a smattering of people in Indianapolis because of COVID. And Kofi and Georgie were on the post game. And let's be honest, we won the basketball game because Georgie Bisciansavilli came in when Kofi got in foul trouble and he scored 10 straight points. It was amazing.
Yes.
And so that was their immediate reaction. And I think Rhino out in Muhammad, my buddy Ryan, has that jersey from that game. And it's autographed by Georgie.
Nice.
That's pretty good memory.
And when Kofi was out here and I mentioned his friendship with Georgie and how we all love seeing that, and he said it was amazing.
Yeah, no.
And then he talked about where Georgie is these days.
G League?
Yep.
G League is the NBA.
Or maybe it was D.
D League. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's a D League in NBA, so it's like bus rides hoping to get a shot on a roster.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that must pay more than Europe, because I would think Georgie would get on somewhere in Europe.
That's right.
And I would think you can make $100,000 a year easy for him. I would think, but I don't know. And he apparently was picking an agent when we were talking to him a year ago, and less than a year ago.
Well, and it was just so great to get that backstory from Georgie when we talked to him and talk about how grateful he was for everything that he had here in Champaign-Urbana.
Well, you know, he says, you know, and he has such a perspective on life because of where he's from. And, you know, he said, Coach Underwood wants us to be tough. And he just looked at me and he said, I've been through a war. So, you know, you get to go play basketball, you're going to be a little joyful. So, yeah, and I think Andre Curbelo has the same kind of a feel of, you know, he raised poor in Puerto Rico and has an appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
When you get that perspective, we all need it. We all could use it. If you've been other places, you probably need a refresher. But when you go and it's not just sights and sounds, it's a smell. And you can't really feel smell unless you're smelling it. And you're going, Lord in heaven, what poverty this is.
Yeah. Oh, you got that when you were living in India as a youngster, right?
Yeah, it had a lifelong impact on me because I didn't realize from Philo, Illinois, some pretty wonderful upbringing, and go to India and you go see third world poverty and you go, man, I'm stupid for complaining about anything I have, anything.
Yes.
Because it's all muted, it's all dwarfed based on the way most of the world lives. And I'm saying most might be exaggerating, but there are billions probably in third world countries that, you know, we're 7.5 billion on Earth. There's over a billion easy. Think about that. You're raised and you got no sanitation. You have a great chance at disease.
Yeah.
You got no chance at education, and you got no chance to get out of it. And there's bad around you trying to lure you into doing evil things. Anyway, it's unbelievable. So Georgie has that, and that's a gift of illumination, a gift of perspective. And he clearly, Georgie Pashon Zavilli, and I miss having that persona around, just that bounce, I guess. I hope he makes a lot of money playing basketball and helps his family, which I know he needs to do. So many basketball players feel that pressure to try and say, you know, I got to earn money. And it isn't that easy because everybody's trying to do that. Not easy at all. Yeah.
We had a couple of texts in about the D-League and how for development, now it's G because it's sponsored by Gatorade.
Ah, no, if you have enough money, I can make it the SJ League, probably. That's what I can do. Okay. I can't believe you change it. The G, D makes more sense because the alphabet and stuff, developmental, and what it stands for. Anyway, I hope Georgia makes it. I really do. All right, who do we have? We have
Matthew Balk. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you all?
We're good. So you're with the Urbana Park Districts. Explain what you do.
So I'm our natural areas coordinator. So I get to take care of all of our kind of natural area parks. So Meadowbrook Park, Busey Woods are kind of our biggest kind of natural area parks.
Well, here's what I do with that, Matthew. I'd say, hey, man, Mark, it's natural area, dude. I won't be in today. It's natural.
Okay? I got to go check out nature.
I'll be in a week. I'll be in a month from July to check on my natural area because I'm not touching it, okay?
So I'm lucky enough. I get to wander through prairies looking for good plants, bad plants.
No, that's fine.
Just get to be outside all day.
So you're like, you're just a nature man with that safari hat on. I know who you are. That's awesome. No, well, what's going on?
If you see somebody walking through, it's me.
That's wonderful. I think it's a cool deal. So what's going on with ATV ridings at Weaver Park? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we've recently had kind of an uptick in ATVs coming out to the park and either using the paths and kind of ripping up the paths and turning them just into mud. And in the last couple of weeks, we've had them actually going into our wetland out there. And have really torn up kind of the entire wetland edge. So they're kind of going through into actually like the water, ripping up all the vegetation, and really doing a lot of damage.
They know it's a park, right? Man.
I mean, yes.
What are you doing? I mean, they've somebody got a new ATV. Well, you can't do that, man. You can't tear stuff up.
This is such a bad thing. It happened on some private property and my relatives in Pisodom. And I just think people don't realize the value of the land when they get these ATVs and they just want to do all these burnouts and everything. And then the destruction that they create, Matthew.
I agree. I mean, I'm sure to them it was a fun time, but without realizing just the long-term damage that it's doing to that area and just how many people come to that park and really enjoy seeing the wildlife and seeing those plants and just how hurt they've been to see just the destruction.
All right, so I guess keep your eyes out. And who would we even call? Is that a police thing?
Yes. So, yeah, we've been working with the police. So, yeah, if you are out at Weaver Park and see any ATVs, definitely please give the police a call. We're trying. We've got several kind of neighbors and more people that are trying to work with us to keep more eyes on the park. So when we do find them, hopefully we can get them caught and hopefully they just stop coming out to the park and ripping it up like this.
Yeah.
Where is Weaver? I think that's around where the Kickapoo Rail Trail starts, right? So you can ride your bike to St. Joe?
Yes. So we are right on Main Street. We've got a parking lot on the north side of Weaver Park. So where Main Street and Smith Road meet, that's kind of right where Weaver Park is.
Okay. Yeah. And if you got an ATV, all power, do whatever you want, but power needs to be
on your own property.
Do your own land.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Always know and get permission from the landowner when you're going to do something like that.
Yep. Okay. Listen, let us know what we can do. Word is out. Matthew will keep our eyes out on it, and we'll be looking for you in that safari hat sometime.
I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Natural Areas Coordinator Matthew Balk with us. And if you need more details on any of these great open spaces for nature hikes and the like, urbanaparks.org.
And, you know, he's a walk around scene for good plants, bad plants. You found bad plants. Oh, yeah. They're these strangulation vines.
Some of these
vines
are evasive.
Yeah. And really, they can really dominate
exactly.
The thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but that's cool to know the difference, because I'll have rose bushes at home with that vine that chokes everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to go get that. Otherwise, it chokes everything.
And I have a cockabur problem in my right behind the bushes and things like that, and the dogs always find them
and they get them in their hair.
Yeah,
it's a bummer. All right, it is 8:44. Have you heard about Country Squire Cleaners Wash and Dry Club? Every week, Country Squire will come to your home in Champaign, Urbana, Savoy, or Mohammed and pick up your laundry. Then, within 3 days, they'll deliver all your clean and folded laundry back to your home. $25 a week for 25 pounds. Join the Wash and Dry Club and save time and money. Call 217-356-9422 for more information or visit them online, countrysquirecleaners.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Curtis Orchard with Randy and Debbie Graham.
We've been very blessed to be part of this community and to build a business here that's been so well received.
With some great gifts like honey.
That is a wonderful gift. A lot of people give that gift.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the pies go, apple, cherry, peach, pecan, pumpkin, and blackberry cobbler. You've got it covered at Curtis Orchard.
We do, and we're staying open a little longer this year through December 23rd so that we can get those Christmas pie orders taken care of.
All these details are online, CurtisOrchard.com.
When you're looking for a business to work with, you choose someone local, someone who's terrific at what they do, a company that helps others in need in Champaign-Urbana, and a company that stands behind what they do. That company is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors has been keeping the rain out for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy and their family work hard to not only make sure you're 100% satisfied by their work, but that they also strive to have a positive impact on Champaign-Urbana. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
I'm Ben Quattrone, owner-operator at Sarah Champaign. I enjoy a good game like anyone else, but not when I'm buying a car. At Sarah Champaign, located in Savoy, we've got multiple franchises, and we're transparent, no haggle, no BS, no hassle, and our price is generally lower than anywhere else you'll find. We've always got 30 cars under $10,000. We have luxury models, too. We do business a little differently at Sarah Champaign. Most of our customers really appreciate it. Visit sarahchampaign.com, sarahchampaign.com, and look at 500 cars.
ESPN 93.5, quick check of your sports headlines, Diane.
Okay. What did I do with that? Boy, if people could just see how we make the sausage here some days.
Yeah, well, they, in some sense, they can. Just go to Facebook Live or YouTube.
True. Gosh, Illinois and Florida State Seminoles for women's basketball at 7 tonight at the State Farm Center. Illinois women's volleyball, we talked to Coach Chris Thomas yesterday. A great conversation. You can always hear the show at steviejay.com. They'll be in Lexington to take on West Virginia at 4 tomorrow. And then our men's basketball team facing Rutgers. And again, P is with that fan bus shuttle. I want to make sure people know about that.
Yeah.
Lots of fun. In the Big Ten ACC Challenge, we had North Carolina over Michigan, 72-51. Michigan State over Louisville. We had Wisconsin over Georgia Tech. North Carolina State beat Nebraska. And Virginia Tech over Maryland in some of the scores that have been coming through. Ohio State Offensive Player of the Year and Freshman of the Year is quarterback C.J. Stroud. He led the Buckeyes in there. top offense. NBA action had the Hawks over the Pacers, 114-111. Bulls are in New York to take on the Knicks tonight. And the Saints and Cowboys will be going at it.
We welcome our newest Stever, Neverman Floor Artisans.
You can buy flooring just about anywhere.
Would someone please pick up line 7 for flooring? Line 7, sometime this week, please.
Or you can buy carpeting and any other flooring with the personal attention of a project designer that can help you bring your dream to life. Introducing Neverman Floor Artisans, a place with an impeccable showroom, talented designers, and any kind of flooring you might be looking for. Let them show you what the Neverman difference really means. Neverman Floor Artisans, off Route 45, 9 miles south of Champaign in Tolono. Visit online, NevermanFloorArtisans.com.
Diana and I toured, hot tip, if you need some tile.
Yeah.
Some backsplash, they had like for $1 a piece.
Talk about the variety to choose from. I mean, hundreds and hundreds.
No, it's stunning. And then they've got some clear out stuff here in December. If you've got some office flooring that needs changed out, you will not beat some of the numbers on this.
And some people like to do a different design around their fireplace, too, when it comes to those tiles.
I'm just saying, some of the pricing for December, you can go get it in their warehouse and you take it today. I mean, it's really, really cool. Anyway, Neverman Floor Artisans, we welcome Brian and his team, Sierra, and all the good people there. Yep,
Matt's great, too. He's a big fan of the show.
Yeah, Matt listens to us every day.
Exactly.
So 9 miles south on Route 45 on the right-hand side as you're headed toward Pisotum. It's Neverman Floor Artisans. You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck, duck, goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control, but there are steps that you can take to plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
If you want to sell your home, I can help you. I'm Diane Ducey. Call the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty. With their laser focus on marketing, you can get it done fast and for the most money possible. Find out more at nateevansgroup.com or Google Nate Evans Group.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and Biz. Saturday, get out and enjoy for the day. Today, the sunshine, the breeze, and the warmth. Even some sense of a mild day's worth of weather ahead for the day tomorrow, despite the passage of a cool front. A little more discernible drop-off in temperature over the course of Saturday and Sunday, but still a number of degrees above average. That's about 42, by the way, for afternoon highs. We'll average almost 20 degrees warmer than that for the day today. A little more of a discernible pattern shift ahead for next week. Not long-lasting, and perhaps just a slight touch of a little bit of winter in the air. No big deal from our estimate on the weather maps and charts. The big deal is today, 60 the high with a partly cloudy sky. Southwest west wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Colder tonight, fair and 36. Tomorrow mostly sunny, still mild 56. Winds back around southwest for the afternoon. Cooler on the day Saturday, partly cloudy 45. A little bit of rain on Sunday. The high near 50 degrees with upper 30s and a chillier weather pattern due in for Monday and Tuesday of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
For nearly 30 years, thousands of customers have depended on Matex for all of their residential and commercial heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. With nearly 1,500 five-star reviews and a 100% satisfaction guarantee behind all of our work, there's a reason the team at Matex is East Central Illinois' top-rated team of technicians. Are you ready to feel the difference with an HVAC, plumbing, or electrical service for your home or business? Visit MATTEXService.com today. Matex, feel the difference.
Okay, you can always, always do this. Why is Jet's Pizza different? It's a Detroit-style pizza dough made fresh daily. It's her fresh, hand-grated mozzarella cheese straight off the mozzarella cheese blocks. It's her incredible sauces and spices and the taste and aroma of Jet's Pizza. If you want flash frozen cheese off the trucks, call the other guys. Jet's Pizza, handmade fresh and delicious every time. Jet's Pizza. Discover the difference. Round Barn Center and Green and Neal in Champaign or jetspizza.com. Couldn't you eat one piece right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is pizza, sure. Does it have to be lunch or dinner?
It's any time.
Okay.
Day or night.
Yeah.
And the fact that we did the catering of an employee appreciation party here in the last month of the year, that was a huge hit. Jets is a great choice.
Pretty good. Yeah, we gave two of those caterings to two people, one from the VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars, and then one from Busey.
Exactly.
So congratulations. There's so many people that wanted me to cater for Jets, and we get it. And hopefully Pat will do that in 2022 because we've got a lot of people that want to taste Jet's Pizza. And at an office, a whole lot of people sample Jet's Pizza. And some people say, I didn't know about it. It's my favorite pizza. Yeah. We hear that.
Yeah.
Don't forget Long Branch Steakhouse. They're going to actually open Sunday.
Oh, that's right.
They had a big Gifford Parade Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And if you're up there, Donnie is opening the doors at Long Branch Steakhouse from 4 to 8. So you might... mental note that, because normally they're shut on Sundays, but with the parade up there, keep that in mind. And wouldn't you like a filet that you cut with your fork? Come on, man.
It's so good.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We're going to call Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, at 7:35. Somebody said this week, how do you get Coach on? Well, friends of my brother. Johnny's known Coach for over 20 years.
Yep. I remember when he came down to New Orleans. It was such a great time.
Yeah, he was down there. It wasn't a great tenure.
Right.
And he lost 8 games that season. They fired him. 8 games in the last 2 minutes. He lost 8 games. I mean, Hail Mary's unbelievable.
Oh,
it was stunning. And the next year they went to the playoffs, so they were close.
Right.
Okay. We thank you, Diane. We will be back tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
Thank you. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We thank you very much for listening. We appreciate you very much. Don't forget the drive with Lon and Derek this afternoon between 4 and 6. Talk to you tomorrow on the radio. I am Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Have a great Thursday. Bulldog Disposal in Muhammad is excited to introduce a brand new service, the Doggy Bag. It's a 6-cubic-yard dumpster bag that's perfect for all your household cleanouts, small remodels, or repairs. Have pieces of an old roof you need to get rid of? Use the Doggy Bag. Have a garage full of junk? Use the Doggy Bag. Bulldog will drop the bag off and let you keep it as long as you need to. Then, once you've got it filled, they'll come back and pick it up. Find out more online at bulldoggybag.com.
The hottest deals and best service in appliances is bar none at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This winter, stop by the new renovated showroom on North Neal and check out me, Jay Layman, on the big wall and see if you can say, wow. Dennis has a great deal on top-rated front-load laundry pairs from Electrolux. Get them while on sale and in stock with a free 10-year protection plan. Located on North Neal in Champaign or online at appliance-world.com.
Here's what people are saying about Sarah Champaign.
They offered amazing service and had wonderful hospitality, kindness, and a willingness to work within our budget and offer the best possible price. And the staff were very welcoming and polite.
I mean, could I put 6 stars? They were actually the best dealership anybody in my family has ever used. They made me feel like I was their only customer. Honestly, not sure how they could be better.
Choose from a wide variety of Honda, BMW, Subarus, and some of the best pre-owned vehicles and more at Sarah Champaign, off Burwash and Savoy, or online at sarahchampaign.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is a company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Here's what people are saying about PDR Automotive in Urbana. The following reviews are from actual customers in the last 5 months. They were kind and helpful. They offered a very thorough evaluation. Their staff was friendly and attentive. They were quick, reasonably priced, and kept me informed during the process. They did a great job with what I requested. They were very professional, and it was a great overall experience. If you're looking for an honest automobile mechanic that will fix your car the first time, visit PDR Automotive on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Even on the most perfect day, the unexpected can happen. Watch out for the garage
door.
But with just one call to Banco Overhead Door, your problems will be a thing of the past. Trust their licensed professionals to fix your garage door right the first time. Reach out to 217-590-4085. Find out more at bancodoor.com. That's BANKCODOOR.com. Banco Overhead Door, getting both you and your garage door back on track.
If you work at Gale Forex Trucking, you're home on weekends. There are flexible schedules that are available. Until the end of the year, you can receive a $5,000 signing bonus paid over your first 6 months of employment. You got health insurance. There are two brand new trucks available, and they'll work with you if you're an owner-operator. What are you waiting for? Work for a company that takes care of you. GFT Gale Forex Trucking. Call 765-793-7131. That's Gale Forex Trucking, 765-793-7131.
Merle Norman is culminating a 90th anniversary year and ringing in the festive season with a legendary color collection. Look for shimmering gold and silver celebration shadow quads and three show-stopping plush lipsticks recreated from iconic golden age of Hollywood reds. Shop the limited gift edition legendary color collection while supplies last at Merle Norman Cosmetics, 1123 Windsor Road, Champaign, Illinois. Follow us at the Champaign Merle Norman on Facebook.
If you want a hand-cut, perfectly cooked filet, there's only one place to get it. The Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford. Customers rave about Donnie's filets. So tender that you can cut it with your fork. Don't go to an ordinary steakhouse. Choose Long Branch and have it your way. Join the many people who know that it's worth the trip. The Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown Gifford. And remember, there's always room for Long Branch.
You're listening to WSJK.